Hi, I'm Doug Blackwood. I've been your happy host of Seems Like Old Times for about 18 years on CFRU 93.3 FM. There have been a few changes in the show. It still has those great old radio programs from the 1930s to 50s with music memories to match, but there have also been more features and interviews on subjects that we feel would be of benefit to listeners. From war memories to health issues for older adults, we know you'd be interested. You'll hear it. Seems Like Old Times, Wednesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. on CFRU 93.3 FM.
The Occupy Guelph movement began as a week-long occupation of St. George's Square in solidarity with the Occupy Wall Street movement. It ended up lasting for a month, but the conversation doesn't need to end with the cold weather. How do we as a citizenry influence our democracy and nurture the Occupy movement as a new catalyst for social change? Join us to continue talking about the pertinent issues of income inequality and the accountability of our social institutions. We invite you to share in a meaningful dialogue about the Occupy movement, both local and global, at Beyond Occupy, What's Next? Hosted by Kevin Sutton and James Gordon. We'll meet at 10 Carden Street in Guelph, opposite the new City Hall, at 7 p.m. this Friday, November 18th. Come take part in the most compelling and important movement of our generation.
You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, your source of alternative media in Guelph.
You want to fly with your feet on the ground and your head in the sky. You better cut that out. Yeah, boy, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, buddy, before it be too late. Yeah, when you see a man drunk, makes you mad. When you get drunk, boy, you look twice as bad. You better cut that out. Yeah, man, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, buddy, before it be too late. Yeah, the first drink you take, you get worse. When you get drunk, boy, you throw a rock in a hush. You better cut that out. Yeah, man, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, buddy, before it be too late. Talk about all your neighbors, mistreat your best friends. When you come home in the morning, you wonder where the hell you been. You better cut that out. Yeah, man, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, buddy, before it be too late.
Losing.
it's so hard to bear. When I'm waking, girl, I know you're not there. I know you're growing tired of me now, baby. Born to lose, candy, candy. Now I'm losing you.
All right, everyone, welcome to another The Thrill Is Back. It's Monday, and that means two more hours of blues, as you've gotten about half an hour of already, of straight, uninterrupted blues music. No jabbering from us, but now a very exciting moment has come. In the interim during that music, we have been organizing ourselves in studio for a very exciting guest who's come a long way. Who are you and what are you doing here?
I've come a long way. My name's Craig. I play under the name Old Seed, and I'm originally from Winnipeg, but I've been living and touring in Europe for the last 3 years, specifically based out of Germany. But I've been all over the continent there, so...
And do you find there's a sharp difference between the Canadian music listening public and the European music listening public?
I think there's certainly a sharp difference between European people and Canadian people, or European culture or lifestyle and Canadian. I always sort of say the fundamental difference is that, well, in Germany especially, in some other places, but in Germany, the deal is you finish your beer before you go into the bar. So it's fine to take your beer out of the bar, but it's rude to walk in with a beer from somewhere else. That enables drinking on the streets, which is just civilized.
And, it is, isn't it?
It is just civilized. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's really nice sitting on a train and seeing an old man pull out his beer and his sandwich for lunch.
It's very true.
I like it very much. And so that really, actually, surprisingly, it permeates through all parts of the culture. And so it's just sort of more over there. It's a little more relaxed, a little less stressful. There's not so much pressure. No pressure over here.
Whereabouts in Germany are you based?
I live in a city called Kassel, which is right in the middle. But I just moved there about a month ago. Before that, I was living out in the countryside. Near the old East German border.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful there, yeah.
I believe it.
Are you entranced with the history?
Of Germany or Europe or...?
I sort of have this... maybe it's a bit of a naive notion that you just sort of walk around over there and everything's way older.
Yeah.
And there's lots of...
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always interesting when you're driving through the countryside and you drive up to some old town and they have a sign for the town or whatever. And then the established, you know, like when it started and it's like, whatever the name of the town is, established like 826.
Wow.
And you're like, all right, fair enough, you know, and they're like, guys are celebrating like they're, you know, 1,000 years and like 1,500 years of whatever. And
that's so crazy.
Yeah. It's really something.
Do you find it a very musically inspiring place to live, like with all the older architecture and everything around?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I find it a very inspiring place to live in general. Musically inspiring, I mean, it's kind of funny. We live in a world now where everything is available through the internet.
Absolutely.
So if we're talking about that, then it's like, I get all my Western culture through the
digitally.
Thank God.
Well, you know, I mean, that was our gift to the world, right? It was media. So, I mean, that's the thing that we did. So it's a logical progression that the fastest form of media is perfectly conducive to what we have to offer: film, recorded music, these sort of things.
Absolutely, you know. Spectacle.
The spectacle, exactly.
So maybe we should give people a feel of what Old Seed is all about. And in a way that conveniently, wherever they're hearing our show anywhere in the world, they can, through the gift of our media, hunt you down.
Hell yeah.
Reverb Nation / Old Seed, no spaces. This is a wonderful song that he played at the show we played last night right here in Guelph. That maybe we'll talk a little bit about. A beautiful, beautiful show hosted by our own Peter Bradley.
Who just walked by?
To halt the stars in their courses, to feel the years in your bones, to bring the water to the horses, knock the monarch off his throne. I've tried to be persuasive, tried to be naive, paid for my dishonesty, felt the sting of greed.
Was your first taste of Old Seat, who we're lucky enough to have in studio with us today.
Delicious.
Absolutely delicious. Again, that was a song that he played at a concert of the concert series that Peter Bradley of CFRU has been putting on, of collecting all of the greatest musicians who happened to pass through our sleepy little town of Guelph and bring them out to this wonderful schoolhouse. How did you enjoy the show last night?
Oh, I thought it was a fantastic show. It was so eclectic, and it was me doing my folk stuff, whatever, and then there was a duo of local guys who were. There was one guy on the Hurdy Gurdy, and then,
first Hurdy Gurdy I ever
and,
saw,
and then a 12-string guitar, and it was really trippy. And then after that, there was a saxophone player from New York who was from Vermont actually originally, and he was. Off the hook, he was like circular breathing and wow. And like all sorts of like overtones and yeah, it was like at the end of it, I was just speechless for about 4 minutes. I just had to like collect my thoughts before I could come back to reality.
Yeah.
It was really fun, and a beautiful location. I mean, the schoolhouse is gorgeous, and the acoustics in there are fantastic. And when you're playing a show. I played essentially without a PA system, and when you're playing without a PA system, it's really nice to have a good sounding like room. Mm-hmm. And I always like to find those high ceilings, lots of echo.
And it was quite a performance, unamplified vocals, and for the first couple of minutes, there was no howls. It was just sort of, you know, your nice sort of calm, relaxed, very, very smooth voice. You can get up in a very high register there. Remember the first time you had unleashed the howl, and it just carried in the room, and it really...
Yeah, I tend to, I can get pretty loud if I want to.
You certainly can. It was amazing.
It's fun. Keeps my mind occupied.
And I noticed you were staring almost straight up through almost your entire set. Right up like that.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I just kind of fix... I don't know, I'm not a fan of eye contact when I'm playing. It distracts me. So I either shut my eyes or stare at the floor or stare at something on the wall or the ceiling.